As we move towards being more empathetic leaders, we are faced with the challenge of balancing, supporting our teams, and at the same time, not sacrificing our own well-being. How do we prevent the open door policy from creating our own frustrations or overwhelm that could lead to non-productivity and sometimes even burnout? As a leadership and career success coach, I get asked by my clients, how do I remain sensitive yet prevent being drawn in the conversation that may be just drama, blaming, complaining, and time wasting? I don't want to be rude, or I don't want to seem insensitive or not a safe place for my team to come to when they need support. Stay tuned as we reveal the key to never getting derailed again and instead leading your team members to feel empowered, focused, and ready to tackle challenges head on with their own solutions. And we're going to dive in and discover how to make the most out of your coaching moments.
Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome to Elaborate Topics Podcast. Elaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Tywana Wilson, Stephanie Whitehead, and our guests bring you topics, tools, and tips to help you to excel in your laboratory journey. And today, I will be your host. I am Lona Small, your leadership and career coach, and I'm so excited about today's episode. So even as a coach, or maybe because I'm a coach, I find my day derailed with visits to my office and sometimes starting out with a problem that seemed to have no end. So it turns out to be a venting session where someone is being blamed and the person talking is the victim and then the other person is that villain. And the conversation could go to, it's not fair why they didn't get the project that they wanted to get, or why someone else is picking on them, or how that's making them stressed and losing sleep and affecting their health. And I know a lot of times, or most times, these are real genuine concerns, but a lot of times it's challenging when those conversation keeps going on and on. So a lot of times, like the more I listen, the more it will go on and it will go deeper into the juicy details of how unfairly they were treated. And before you know it, an hour or so is passed and they probably just quickly, I have to go. And they sometimes leave my office with just maybe the reassurance to say, hang in there, or maybe I may be able to give them a few tools to use if I'm lucky. And in general, they leave with either one or both of us frustrated. And my visitors sometimes feel disempowered, or maybe I may feel I haven't done much. And both of us, time just vanish away without really creating value. So the frustration is there. Oh my goodness, a whole hour of my day just went by. What just happened? And I'm sure they may be thinking the same. And this we could get maybe three or so in one day. So then can you imagine what happened to that day? What happened to that plan that I had for that day? And I know we have all been there. We're feeling the strain as these energy draining conversations leave both parties feeling overwhelmed and stuck. And the goal is really to shift from a cycle of frustration and blame to one of empowerment and solutions. So lab leaders and executives often face this challenge of being bogged down by their team and their all the daily issues, and they're drawn in these lengthy, unproductive venting sessions with employees. And I know that a lot of us want to be empathetic, and it's so important. And so while empathy and support are valuable, we need tools to coach our teams effectively without sacrificing our own strategic work. Who is in with me on that? So, great. So today we're going to really unpack some actionable insights. We love to give you action items to do on this podcast. So this is going to be inspired by the book Michael Bungay Stanier, and it's called The Coaching Habit. And so this isn't just about managing the occasional venting session. It's about transforming how you interact with your team to foster independence, innovative thinking, and some self-driven solution. So what we'll do today is just explore how to keep the conversation concise and focused to ensure that the team members leave not just heard, but equipped with a clear game plan. So now we're going to say goodbye to those blame games and frustration, and we're going to say hello to teams that are energized, solution-oriented, and autonomously moving forward. So I've been asked a lot by my clients, how can I support my team by being empathetic and giving them the tools without sacrificing my own time and well-being? And I've been sharing this book that I just mentioned, The Coaching Habit, with quite a few people. And I know for me, when I read the book, it really consists of 7 questions that you ask. And it was very challenging for me to remember those 7 questions and remember them in sequence. So a lot of times I would be encountering a situation and I'm like, what do I ask? So I realized it wasn't so easy to remember. So I've given recommendation to quite a few leaders and executives. So I decided I'm going to give a summary of the book in this short podcast, and I'm going to use an acrostic to remember those 7 questions. And so we're going to make it a little bit fun and easy to remember. So if you haven't read the book, this would be very helpful to you if you are in that situation. So we are going to explore the 7 essential questions in The Coaching Habit, like I say, by Michael Bungay Stanier. Each question serves specific purpose in fostering that effective coaching conversation. So the acrostic that I say I'm going to use for you to remember the 7 questions to ask is the word coaches. So it's going to be, the first question is going to be a C to remember, then O, then A, then C, then H, then E, and then S. And hopefully you'll remember the word coaches, because a lot of times when we are going to ask these questions is when we're in a situation where we are required either to coach for development. I know a lot of people in the lab get confused when they hear coaching, because there is coaching for development, and then there's also coaching for performance. So a lot of times we only use coaching for performance when things are going bad, but then there's opportunity that we should use a lot, and that's coaching for development, where you are developing your team. And I know a lot of my clients, they love to move into leadership, because one of their biggest goals is to develop other leaders. So let's jump right in. So the way you use this, say, for instance, someone set up a meeting with you to discuss a challenge, or someone came to your office and they're talking about an issue and you're realizing that you may need to coach them into coming up with a solution, or you may even get an email where somebody's venting, or any situation in which you want to move the conversation from blame, from venting, to solution-based, and then giving your team the power to really make decisions and to empower them so that they can make decisions for themselves. So when you realize that there may be that situation, somebody come in your office, they're venting about a project they didn't get placed on, or they're venting about the way they're treated, the first one is to start with a C, and that's curious. And that C question, curious, it starts the conversation with genuine curiosity. It moves the conversation from babble to really finding out. And the question is, what's on your mind? And it may seem counterintuitive, somebody come in there babbling about a lot of things, but this question is almost like pulling them back on track and forcing them to formulate something. And yes, that question also could have them going on and on. And it's really telling them that you care and you're curious about what's going on. So that's the question that you start out. So it starts out by showing respect for their priorities, for their concern. So instead of talking about a lot of things, they could literally tell you, what is it that I want to talk about? What's really most important about this situation to me right now? So that's that curiosity question that you start out by saying, what's on your mind? The second one is, and we may like, what? I thought you were trying to help us, is the O. And that's the open question. And that open question actually keeps the dialogue open to discover more beneath the surface. And as we all know, a lot of times people may say, this is really what's on my mind. People could say, what's on my mind? That person got a chance to go home early. But is that really what it is? So we want to probe, as any good coach would do. We say, and what else? So the next question is O for open. You're opening up and you're discovering more beneath the surface by saying, and what else? So that's a way to dig deeper. And some people talk about why. Some people would say why, but asking what else will really open up more dialogue to give you context about really what's happening, to have a more comprehensive discussion, to look at all aspects of the issue, to make sure everything is considered, and see the underlying issues that may not be immediately apparent. So that's O. The next one is A, and that is you're addressing. Basically, you want to directly address the core issue at hand. So you got a lot of information, what's on your mind, and what else? So you're getting a lot of information. Now you want to address the core issue. You don't want this to be a situation where they're talking about somebody else and why they lie and why they don't support you and all the other things. Let's get to the core issue. So that question is A, address. You're addressing the core issue. And the question is, what's the real challenge here for you? So you're making it very personal. And you're also bringing them back to the real issue. So you're focusing them instead of having coming in to talk about one thing, leaving talking about some other situation and someone else. So you're pulling them back to focus. And that is, you're addressing the real core issue at hand. So we start out by saying, what's on your mind? Being curious, being open, you say, and what else? Now you're, you know, keeping that dialogue open to discover more and what's under the surface. And then number three, you want to address it directly. So you ask, what's the real challenge here for you? So now it becomes about them. It's not about other people, other situation. What is the real challenge here for you? It's about them. And so the next one is C, which is clarity. And that is you want to see clarity on what the employee hopes to achieve. You don't want someone coming in your office, venting with no goal and leaving, and you don't feel as if your time was worth it. They don't feel as if their time was worth it. They either walk away, maybe feeling better for venting or even feeling worse. And so you want to make sure that you're not misunderstanding what is it that their problem is. We all know someone come in or even a meeting and they're talking about everything else. And you don't want to assume what the problem is. And as leaders, we love to solve problems. So we could spend an hour or two solving the wrong problem. So we want clarity. So this C is clarity. And the question is, what do you want? And that's a very direct question. Sometimes it's a very hard question because many times people will come and they are venting and they really don't know what they want. So that will force that person to think about it. What do I really want? I'm complaining about everything that's happening. What do I really want? And so that's a very important question. Even give them the time to really think about it and answer, what is it that I want? So we can be really focused on moving towards the real challenge. So I know a lot of times people could say, this is what I want, because they haven't found the time to think about it. So being able to clarify that goal is important. It's helped you to clarify objectives, ensure the conversation is going in the right direction. And it really encouraged people to articulate their needs, and so that when they know what they want, then we can help them fix it. And it doesn't mean that the first time around when they say, this is what I want, it's going to take some experience or even on the leader's part to know that if they say, I want Sarah to stay at work longer, why is it that Sarah gets to go home at 3 and everyone else go home at 4? I want Sarah. Then sometimes you have to look deeper and what do they want? Is it equity? Is it really Sarah that they don't want? Or is it they want fairness? So sometimes you get deeper than, but it's so important for them to really own what is it that they want. You really want to coach for development and not people coming in your office and you're trying to solve one problem when it's really another. The next one is help. And that is a way to understand how you can best offer support. The next question, when you ask that after you discuss the real problem, so you discuss the problem, you discuss the challenge, you know exactly what they want, then you can see how you can help. And as we talk about, we don't want to be solving the wrong problem, but at the same time, you notice that a lot of this has to do with just you asking, one question at a time, and most of the conversation was on the other person where you're listening, you are just guiding that conversation to be more a focused conversation based on the questions that you ask. So we are way down to COACH now. We're now to the number five question before we even ask to support them. So the next one is H, and it says, how can I help? So you don't ask that until you know what you're, have them focus, because they're the one that's focusing on what is the real problem for them. And also they're really focused on what is it that they want. So you're directing them to figure out what is it that they want. Then you're also putting the onus on them to tell you how can you help. You don't want to assume how you can help, and you want them to think through it. So they're putting that responsibility for finding a solution back on the employee or peer or whoever is there with you. You're empowering them to consider what they need from you rather than assuming what's best for them. And I know it's natural for us. We are natural problem solvers. We tend to want to give answer for everything and solve everything. And then we are so overwhelmed, we don't give our team the responsibility to own their own challenges. And then we're overwhelmed, we're burned out, and we don't get to do our jobs. So we'll spend a whole day just dealing with challenges, solving problems that don't need to solve because we never did narrow down that problem. So it's so important to ask and let them think about, how can I help? And when they're discussing how you can help, they're basically coming up with a solution. You're giving them that opportunity to think through a solution. And they may think through a solution because they've had a good number of time to really narrow the problem, to really figure out what is it that they, what's in it for them. They want to see what they want from it. And now, how can you help? And when they come up with that solution, your next question is now at E. So the next question is E, and that's eliminate. So basically what you're doing is you're having them look at what is it that they want and prioritizing and doing the trade-offs. So in order to do that, your question for eliminate is, so if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? So you're not only supporting yourself by not allowing yourself to be all over the place and taking on things that's not even necessary to be solved, which we do a lot. We're always looking for problems to solve and then always complaining that we have too much problems to solve. You're also supporting your team by helping them to make decisions and prioritizing things that are important, and sometimes you have to leave some things behind. So you're going to say, if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? So if they want to, oh, I want to be part of this project, or I want more responsibility, I want to be doing more, this question really helped them to think through some of the implication for their commitments, some trade-offs that's important for them. It's really helping them prioritize and looking at resources in a certain way, including themselves and their time. And it fosters that thinking of commitment. It's not just, I want this, but how committed am I to this? Am I going to really take it on and then my other things suffer? So what's really important in this for me? So that's that E question, eliminate. If you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? And then the last question is S, and that's the summarize question. So you want to end this whole coaching in with a summary. You want people to walk away with some key learning points. You want them to reinforce what did they learn from this conversation. At the end of all my coaching conversation, I usually ask this question. What was most useful for you? This really encourages reflection. As I said, it encourages learning, it encourages insights, and it consolidates everything that all the conversations so far in the end. And it provides also the feedback to you as a manager to see what was impactful for that employee. And I am going to go over using the acronym coaches. Each of the questions that's used in the book is used with something else. And it's no, we don't have a stick to help to remember. So I'm going to use this to help you, because I'm also encouraging you to read the book. And hopefully with this, make it easy. Reading the book will be easy for you. So the first question is being curious, and it says, what's on your mind? And that's starting the conversation with genuine curiosity. The next one is O for open, and that's keeping the dialogue open to discover more beneath it. And the question is, and what else? Then the next one is A, address. And that's directly addressing the core issue at hand. So that question is, what's the real challenge here for you? So now we're putting it in perspective. We're directing it to them and not to others. Then the next one is C. And it's C for clarity. So you're seeking clarity on what the employee hopes to achieve. So you say, what do you want? And then the next one is H, and that's understanding how you can best offer support, which is help. And you say, how can I help you? And then the next one is E for eliminate. So with that, you're encouraging them to consider priorities and trade-off. And the question for that one is, if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? And the next one is summarize. So this is ending by summarizing the key points to reinforce learning. And so that question for that last question is, what was most useful for you? And so if you haven't been writing, I urge you to go back and listen and write notes so you have all the questions. And these questions are designed to create a more interactive and empowering coaching dynamic. And it really helps to focus the employee, and it's good for really developing their problem-solving skills and their self-sufficiency rather than managing and providing direct solution for them. I am really excited that I was able to put this in. I've been sharing this book with so many people, but using that acronym hopefully will help people to remember the questions and use it. And a big mistake a lot of leaders make is really thinking that they have to have the answer to everyone's problem all the time. And I know it's a natural thing for us as humans. Somebody come to you with something, you're like, how can I solve it? Before you know it, you're trying to solve 100 problems in one sentence, and you probably haven't even solved the problem, and people lose their power. So we think that being leadership savvy and showing that we care, we're doing something about the problem, we're showing our knowledge by trying to solve everyone's problem. But showing care and showing that our knowledge and so on does not really translate to our team members and peers that we care about them. It actually disempowers them. So you want to make sure that someone who comes to you leave better than when they just come to you. So that's the gift that you're giving to any employee who come to you with frustration. It may seem as if, oh, I'm asking a lot of questions, but to them, you're giving them the opportunity to speak and you listen. And that's part of empathetic leadership. It doesn't mean that you answer every question. So you're leaving them better than you found them. And then their belief in themselves is growing by them being able to solve their own problem and feeling good about themselves, that you believe in them and you allow them to solve their own problem. So, as usual, we on our episodes usually try to give you actionable tips and tools to walk away with. And you, this is a lot of information. You're like, oh my goodness, where do I start? And I'm just going to give you, where do you start first? First, I'd review the episode, understand the acrostic coaches, what does C mean, what does O mean, and try to formulate those questions in your head to remember those questions. Then before you start working on that with a real team member, just grab a friend, grab a peer, tell them you're learning a new coaching method as a leader, grab a mentor or even a coach and practice. And just commit to practicing that maybe a few days, and then you can use it. But I would really encourage you to read the book. I've a lot of people come to me with the same challenge. And because I see that as a trend, a lot of people that I coach that are in really high level positions who are busy. And they want to be supportive, they want to be empathetic, but they find themselves spending hours with someone who is just venting. And they want to be that safe space for people not to feel as if they're being cut off. And so I recommend that book a lot, but then I realize the challenges with remembering those questions. So I thought this would be a good way to just share a summary here. So the book, again, is The Coaching Habit by Michael Bungay Stanier. And I will put that in the show notes so you can either go ahead and support that book. I think I'll probably use some episodes to share some great leadership books that I've benefited from and you can benefit from. So I hope you found this very beneficial, and it's something that you can use, something that could help you to have better days, to reduce the overwhelm, to have satisfaction, and at the same time, build your team. I am moving on that path of joyful leadership, and whatever I can help you with, whatever tools that I can help you with to create joyful leadership, don't hesitate to reach out to me. So it was such a pleasure sharing with you on this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And as usual, you can listen to this and other episode on our website, directimpactbroadcasting.com, or you can go on any of your favorite podcast platform. And we're also on LabVine. And so you can register for LabVine. Just go on, and they have a lot of great resources on LabVine, labvinelearning.com, and jump onto VineStream to get access to our podcast. Join our LinkedIn group, and always feel free to email us with any questions, with any topics that you want to listen to, if you want to be a guest on the show. So our email is elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. And we are really excited to support you. And so just keep supporting us. Share this episode out. Make sure you're subscribing. Make sure your other leadership and teams are subscribed to this episode. This is probably one of the only episodes that gives you all these great leadership tips and all these great tips if you're a team member. You can always get other technical stuff other places, but so many people are looking for leadership tips, are looking for emotional intelligence, for safety. So this is the episode to go. So please share that out with your friends. We are on every Tuesday. So until you hear from us again, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com.